This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Joa,
and Riley.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here of the program. Coming up, we'll tell you about how activists in New Hampshire shut down a recent attempted meeting of the governor and his, what they call, the executive council.
Oh, really? This is awesome. I love it when people shut down government meetings.
Yeah, they canceled this meeting, saying that they were afraid for their lives.
Well, the government people make us afraid for our lives all the time. It's about we turn the table.
Yeah, now they know how it feels.
Yeah, but they were selfishly breathing free without masks. I can see how that's...
We'll tell you all about it here in just a moment. Plus, coming up, of course, your calls and thoughts. Also, Riley, your story that you shared with me tonight about California is looking to ban generators and maybe even lawn equipment that's powered by gas.
Yeah, it's really silly.
So that's all on the way here, and the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We got Corey on the line listening to us in Utah via Twitch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey.
Corey, it's good to hear a friendly voice.
What's on your mind?
Good to see you on Twitch, Riley. Yeah, I have just been noticing, obviously we're in a time of great inflation right now, with the U.S. dollar becoming more and more less valuable.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that Dollar Tree's going to start raising their prices above a dollar now?
Because it's not going to be Dollar Tree anymore.
Oh, man, I didn't even hear that. My wife is like the biggest Dollar Tree fanatic there is.
Yeah.
So. I was thinking about this, and it's going to be an interesting time because for the business world within the United States, the major trillion-dollar companies up at the top, the Amazons, the Apples, and the Microsofts, are going to be in an acquisition and monopolization spree coming up here in the next couple years because they have all the sets for cash laying around, and they're going to be trying to buy up all of their major competitors and companies.
Consolidation.
We're going to be in an area where major consolidation is going to be coming, even more so than we've already had. That monopolization is going to become a...
This is a good reason to get into crypto at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
And also setting up other systems that are outside of Google, Microsoft, IBM. Find our own way. That way we don't have to depend on them. It's kind of like, you know, getting a taste of that sweet pie and you just want to keep going back at it. But really, that thing's going to make you fat. It's going to make you lazy.
Yeah, there's some serious warnings on the horizon economically. I mean, if people aren't paying attention, it's going to whack you in the face real soon,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it will. It's going to whack you in the face and it's going to whack you really hard.
Or they could just shut you down. Just like with a flick of switch, you're no longer part of their system. Now what do you do?
Yeah.
Did you diversify, right? Get your gold, get your silver?
I have some gold back, so I don't know if that counts as gold, but, you know.
That definitely counts as gold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Corey, what else do you think? What do you want to share?
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. It's just I've been noticing companies have just been announcing left and right being acquired by these big tech companies like in the last few weeks. It's kind of concerning. Just kind of keep your eyes on that. I think it's, and obviously with the pandemic, even also just increasing the major top of the market's prices, it's just kind of getting pretty concerning that there's not going to be any competition within the market. And people want to call this country a free market, but it's been manipulated.
It's not.
It's never been a free market in my life.
Yeah, through all these different things. It's more consolidated than I've ever seen it. And And I don't think you'll ever see it. And I think it's just going to get worse now. I thought it was bad already 5 years ago, but it's even worse now, and it's even worse than I've ever seen it.
Can you give a couple? You said you've been paying attention. You've seen some examples. Can you give a couple examples of, you know, companies that have been gobbled up in recent months or weeks that you've noticed?
I'd throw Microsoft has been buying some major companies. I think one off the top of my head, Bethesda video game company was bought by Microsoft.
Oh,
that
wow.
was a huge one.
Yeah, Bethesda already was a big video game company. It's like they were already one of the biggest, and now they've been gobbled up by something even bigger. Interesting.
Yeah, and there's just a whole bunch of smaller companies that are doing smaller things that are just getting bought up by all these companies right now.
It's easy to take that check, right?
Oh, yeah.
As a small company?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a small company, you're taking the check, but it just is going to keep consolidating the power. I work in financial tech right now. I work mm-hmm. for a small financial tech company. I used to work for one of the biggest ones in SoFi. But Apple is and Google and Microsoft are all going to be entering that same space, and I wouldn't be shocked to see them make a huge purchase of some of these major financial tech companies like SoFi or Varo or these major financial tech banking companies. It's going to be, I think they're going to be, those top companies are going to start really reaching out into areas they haven't. Apple's kind of dip their toe in that area with the Apple Card, but I think...
Yeah, I remember Google a couple of years ago was talking about offering banking services. Now, they were teaming up with some bank in order to do that, but they were interested in offering, like, checking accounts.
It's like Google Pay, right?
Well, they already have Google Pay, right? So they did already dip their feet into that, but they were actually talking about offering checking accounts to their users and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think you're right about this, Corey. It's an interesting observation, and I know that, you know, the history is if you see industries consolidating, things do get worse, as you pointed out. You don't have as much competition, so you don't have as many products in the marketplace. You don't have as much innovation, and that just means a worse experience for the consumer.
I was going to say, like, innovation-wise, these big tech companies buy out products that are better than theirs and just shut it down.
They do that.
And then they just continue to do their own projects so that way there's no competition.
Thanks, Corey, for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's a great point.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think, something that we've been seeing just generally. I mean, we saw it in the radio industry back in the 1990s when the government, quote-unquote, deregulated. Well, you know, that didn't mean they got rid of the FCC. What it meant was they allowed companies to buy more radio stations than they were previously allowed to buy. So there was a huge round of consolidation where companies like what became Clear Channel, now known as iHeartMedia, were buying up mom and pop stations left and right. And same thing, you know, mom and pop are like, we'll take the check to get out of, you know, we'll go do something
really
else.
It's really sad that mom and pop stations are no longer available because they provide a lot of local coverage that is needed in the world.
They do, and what's interesting, though, is what we've seen sort of the fallout. We've had enough time to see the fallout from the consolidation in radio, and what happened was these mega corporations, iHeartMedia, again, formerly known as Clear Channel, and Cumulus, the two biggest players in radio, they got too big for their britches.
Yeah.
They weren't able to handle the debt load that they took on. They went bankrupt. And they, you know, they came out of bankruptcy, right? So, like, they haven't been dissolved, but they're a fraction, you know, they're a shadow of the companies that they once were. They've been forced to, in a lot of cases, sell some of their stations. So, actually, what we've seen in recent years is some mom and pops are getting back into radio. They're coming in and snapping up these stations from these mega companies that have to sell them, essentially, to pay their debts.
Hmm.
And they're getting them at a fraction of the rates because, you know, a radio station just is not worth what it was worth in the 1990s, back when they had no internet competition, back when there was no satellite radio. Now there's a lot of competition for radio, and the prices of a radio station, you know, you're lucky. You're basically paying the real estate prices. Yeah, you're getting throwing in the radio license for free.
That's actually a good thing when local radio is coming back.
Yeah,
well, it's important, though, an emergency factor. You know, it's like you can broadcast out something that's going on and everyone can hear it.
Yeah, if it's not too late, too little, too late.
Yeah, and you can do it like on a smaller radio scale, too, just to hit like your local neighborhood. But at least it's not like on this this grid, this internet of things that's controlling, being controlled by the governments.
That's true. Speaking of that, we're talking about these big tech companies. Did you guys hear about Amazon, their latest robot? They've actually got an actual robot. So it used to be like the little doodad that you'd sit in a room somewhere. Now it can follow you around.
Oh, wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
There's with more cameras on it.
Yep. So you better believe it. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I just, by the way, posted the video that we mentioned. I didn't play it on the air. I've just seen so many cop takedowns, so many violent police videos.
Yeah.
Just tiresome sometimes. And it's they're coming out of Australia every single day.
I'm
really
surprised
sad.
It's still coming out. But
it's really sad that Australia has become a police state. I hope it doesn't happen here, but I guarantee you it will happen here.
Well, I mean, it's already happened here. It's just gotten so much worse. I mean, we are living in a police state, and we have been living in a police state for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, we've been living in a police state since 9/11. It's just people forgot about it. They got too used to the police state.
Yeah, they're throwing it up in your face right now. What were you saying, Joe?
No. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, it's okay. So this video, I did post it on our social media, which you can follow us over on the Free Talk Live Mastodon. It is our own social media website. It's not run by Big Tech.
I'm on the website.
We run the server. You post what you want there. Somebody asked me, they found me on Twitter, and they said, hey, I just got banned from a Mastodon server. And because Mastodon is not centrally controlled by like a big tech corporation, but
right.
Each server can set their own rules. And I don't know if it was a he or a she. I have no idea.
Interesting.
But the person said they got banned for not safe for work content, and they're looking for a place where they can post pornography. And I was like, I don't care. Put whatever you want on social.freetalklive.com. I mean, as long as it's not illegal.
Social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever. Go for it. It's a website that we actually are in charge of, and as of so far, there's been no reason to ban anybody except spammers. I do ban the spammers when they sign up, and I notice, you know, some obvious spam account. Okay, I'm gonna knock that out.
Yeah, but please otherwise. Send news.
Nudes? Or
no,
news.
News.
Okay.
Nice try, Ian.
Nice try, Ian.
So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Again, check out social.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us there. In fact, when you sign up, you'll automatically follow some of the hosts of the show. And if you don't like that, well, you can just undo it. It's no problem. So, since I mentioned the Amazon robot, let me tell you a little bit about it here, because there's just so much news to cover. Amazon has introduced what they're calling Astro during their fall product event this week. And this story coming from CNBC.com. It is equipped with a rotating screen mounted onto a base with wheels. Amazon designed the robot to appear animated and friendly with eyes and expressive body movement.
That makes it all better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it makes it so much better.
That respond to user interaction. The robot can move on its own from room to room and is capable of navigating around objects on the floor or braking to avoid colliding with obstacles such as a pet that moves into its path. A periscope camera attached to the base of the device can be raised or lowered to view objects that are high up. The man here, I guess this is, let's see who this is, somebody named Limp. I presume that is their Amazon's person. Quote, I've had this robot in my home for about a year, and it does wonderful things. It's equipped with, of course, Amazon's Alexa voice assistant. It can set and deliver reminders, serve up entertainment such as TV shows or podcasts, and control smart home devices, among other tasks. So it's basically a motorized Alexa is what it sounds like. Because, I mean, I've never had one of these things, but as I understand it, it can do all of those things for you, right?
I've never had one of these things either, but I don't know if I even want one.
The robot responds to commands, so if users say Astro beatbox, the robot will make musical noises.
Hmm.
It also has security and safety features through an integration with Amazon's smart home security subsidiary, Ring. You know, that company that was giving away information to law enforcement or teaming up with law
enforcement?
That
company?
Yeah, giving them giving them access to Ring video feeds, because Ring, as I understand it, is primarily a device.
It's a network.
It's like a front door.
Yeah.
Doorbell thing, but it's got a camera in it.
It's networked. You have it very vulnerably open to anybody. You know, like anyone can like tap into it fairly easy. I mean, they're putting in securities and stuff like that, but it's still on the web. And this is too, I guess, right?
It's absolutely. I mean, it's basically a mix of all of Amazon's home products thrown together.
Scary.
So they put Ring in with the Amazon Alexa. It says it is capable of autonomously patrolling a user's home while they're away.
Huh.
It can flag potential intruders and listen for things such as broken glass or smoke alarms via a feature called Alexa Guard. For those worried about privacy, Amazon said Astro's camera, microphone, and motion sensors can be switched off just by pressing a button.
Oh, yeah, right.
You believe that, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, but at the same time, I don't know if Amazon can switch it back on again.
Of course, why wouldn't they be able to? And it's just like with your phone. Yeah, okay, yeah. I can press a quote-unquote button in the software that says I'm turning off GPS.
Right.
But am I really turning off GPS? No. Or is it just showing me that GPS is turned off and, you know, not allowing me to access the features of GPS? Because you damn well know if the government gang wants to get access to that information, it's going to be available for
them. Of course, and these companies will bend over backwards or forwards for the government.
Absolutely.
I really want to try this phone, the Pine phone. It's got physical switches.
No kidding.
That turns off the camera, turns off the mic, and then the Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, is this available, or is this one of these things
available
that's in development hell? And
no, you can purchase them right now.
Okay, what do they cost?
Between 200 and, I think, 200, or like 300. The newer one's a little bit more.
Do you know anyone who has one?
No, I don't. Okay. I've been looking at these types of phones.
Is it Android? What is it running?
It runs, I believe, a Linux software.
Okay.
Yeah.
Android is Linux-based, but so I presume that it's...
It's not Android. I know that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A Pine phone?
Pine said? Phone, yeah. No.
It's cheaper than the Amazon Astro. You're going to drop $1,000 for Amazon's little spy bot that they want motoring around your home and watching literally everything you do. It used to be that you just had their device in one room. Now it can go anywhere, so that's happening. Also, as I mentioned, we had the gentleman who called in from Utah who brought up inflation, and I said, hey, man, have you heard about the Dollar Tree? It's in the news. According to the Wall Street Journal, you can't sell things for a dollar anymore, at least not everything. It's no longer everything's a dollar. The buck has stopped at Dollar Tree Incorporated, the retailer which sells nearly everything for a dollar and its namesake chain, plans to add more products at slightly higher prices, highlighting the pressure on companies to offset cost increases for a range of goods.
So I do want to address this because some people might hear us talk about this coming financial meltdown and be like, are you guys just spreading fear? I don't want to spread fear.
I don't either.
I want to make you aware that this is coming. I want you to be prepared. I want you to have gold. I want you to have crypto. I want you to be prepared. Have something because this financial meltdown is coming.
It's not coming. It's here. I mean,
we're
in the midst of it. It's one of those things where you don't really know something's happening until you look back and then hindsight's 2020. It's like, oh yeah. Well, you can see that this is happening because of things like this, where you can't sell everything for a dollar anymore. You know, we've talked about how shrink happens in products.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, go to the grocery store and try to find a 64-ounce jug of orange juice. You know, one of those straight-up, not cylindrical, but the rectangular kind of containers of orange juice. They're not 64 ounces anymore. They're like 52, 55, 58.
Oh, they're shrinking it.
Yeah, they
shrink it. Prices.
Well, that's how they avoid adjusting the price, is they shrink the product.
Yeah, they got to make sure they keep the product at the right size so they can keep the price.
But once you shrink the product so much, you can't shrink it anymore. You have to raise prices.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And Dollar Tree is already at the bottom of the barrel as far as price is concerned.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, I guess we have to raise prices. So now it's going to be like
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Kids are being gunned down on New York City streets, and junkies have taken over a swath of midtown Manhattan. But Mayor Bill de Blasio summed up his policing priorities in two words Thursday: customer service.
The sad reality is so many people who just were trying to exercise their rights to get information or file a concern or a complaint, find out what's happening with a case, they were treated in a way that doesn't have anything to do with customer service or respect. That's not acceptable.
De Blasio called his revolutionary initiative for the NYPD a paradigm shift, saying customer service has to be what the NYPD is about. On Thursday, Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government through December, averting a government shutdown set to begin in the early hours of Friday morning. The House later aligned with the Senate to avert a government shutdown. This is USA Radio News. Top U.S. General Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Rodney Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews, and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
In Wednesday's speech on the Senate floor, Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, joined by Senators Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, and Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, introduced legislation that would bar the Biden administration from implementing vaccine passport requirements for interstate travel. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, why California is banning gas-powered generators, or maybe... it's not a done deal yet. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. That was the story you brought in tonight, Riley. With you tonight is Ian,
Joa,
and Riley.
We're talking about inflation right now. And actually, somebody called in about consolidation and inflation happening throughout the economy right now and, you know, in recent months and coming up soon, I'm sure, more of it. That was what his prediction was, and I can't say I disagree with him. And a perfect example, in case you needed another one, of how bad inflation is right now, is not even Dollar Tree can continue offering everything for a dollar.
I just want to point this out. I think I pointed it out last night, but the dollar does not buy what it did 100 years ago, or even 50 years, or even 20 years ago.
Nope.
People need to understand that this is happening. Inflation is happening. It is not acceptable. It is more acceptable to have something that holds its value over generation after generation after generation.
And there are options, you know, that you can do, as you mentioned earlier, Riley, using precious metals or cryptocurrency. That's a way to get your value out of the dollar and put it into something that is both useful and could hold its value. It seems like it's more likely to hold its value over time because you guarantee the dollar is going to go down in value. And this is a perfect example.
Because the value is so low, people don't want to work for these low wages that doesn't have a purchasing power when they get their check at the end of the week. And in my opinion is, if you're going to go apply for one of these jobs that, I mean, everywhere is hiring right now, especially in New Hampshire, is put a number higher than what they're offering.
They might take it.
Yeah, just say $30 an hour.
Because they're so desperate. They're so desperate for workers. Yeah. It's crazy.
They just want you there, and you do them a service by keeping things flowing faster. And who knows? Maybe I find this is like how far can they find all the disobedient people? And the disobedient people are just not going to work for these wages. Obedient ones are.
Yep. Dollar Tree says, according to the Wall Street Journal, it will be selling products at $1.25 to $1.50 or other prices slightly above $1 in some of its stores, expanding current tests, selling items at higher price points as supply chain snarls. And I got a story about that, too. There's over 500,000 shipping containers still waiting to be processed off the California coastline.
Holy cow, 500,000?
Huge numbers, and that's going to affect the products on, or rather off, the shelves at your local grocery stores and department stores and wherever else.
Wow.
Tight labor market and inflation, of course, are pushing costs higher. The discounters experimented with selling items for $3 and $5 since 2019 in a shelf section labeled Dollar Tree Plus. Those tests continue in a few hundred of its roughly 7,900 Dollar Tree stores. The addition of more above $1 items is a response to rising costs and positive consumer feedback on tests so far. According to the chief executive of Dollar Tree, Michael Wachinski, with the above one price point, the company can now offer new products such as more frozen meat or seasonal items, which could ensure shoppers spend more per trip. He says, we recognize the need to make adjustments in the current economic environment. The pressure on all of us are seeing on wages, freight, and our suppliers and cost increases. I mean, it's got to be tough to run one of these stores anytime because you're dealing with such,
Now they're adding a plus, Dollar Tree Plus.
Yeah.
It should be an asterisk and then like small letters below it, inflation.
Yeah. I mean, you're already talking about a store where they got to be paying bottom of the barrel rates.
Oh, right? Sure, yeah.
If you're working at a Dollar Tree, you're probably making less than most other jobs in the area because there's just not... I mean, I understand. They're selling items I'm sure they're making a keystone on or, they're doubling their money in a lot of cases. But it's getting harder and harder for them to do, and it's not like they can just easily take a very, very low kind of margin business model and then double their employees' wages.
No way. Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to get harder and harder for them to find people, so they have to raise prices. And, of course, people are going to support it because they understand. They're going to keep shopping there because it's still going to be cheaper than everywhere else.
But yeah.
It's a sign of the times.
It really is.
And it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. If it gets better.
Yeah. There's not much. I mean, there's more to the story. There's really no reason to share any of the details. If you want to read the whole thing, I'll post it over on our social media at social.freetalklive.com.
I'm not sure about the Dollar Tree, but like Dollar General, I know they're independently owned. And so I would like support it based on a principle right now. Like, we don't need a bunch of these places open if you can't fill the jobs there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let a couple of them shut down, but let's be picky about it. Let's encourage the things that we want to see in our society, in our community. And I would suggest instead of going to those places, it's all junk food. Go to your farmer's market. Support your local farms.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
sometimes you just want a cheap thing that you're just going to get rid of or whatever, and you don't need to spend a lot of money on it. There's a reason that these stores exist.
Yeah.
Maybe some people are doing their grocery shopping at Dollar Tree.
Geez.
That is a bad plan.
Yeah.
I know. It really is a bad plan.
For sure. But, if I want a bag of cinnamon candy or something like that, jump into the Dollar Tree. You go into the movies or something.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I would go to those places.
Right.
Like, it's right next to the movie theater.
Exactly.
Stuff my sweatshirt on.
Although, are people going to the movies anymore? When's the last time you went to the movie theater?
I don't wear masks, sorry.
No, they're not requiring it anymore.
Oh, they're not?
No. Nope.
Okay, well, still not going to go.
Yeah. Actually,
I'm not going to support Hollywood.
We did go recently. Aria and I, we went to see Free Guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty entertaining.
I've heard a lot of good things about that movie from a friend of mine.
Yeah, I summed it up as like the Truman Show for the Z generation, basically.
Or, it's like when AI looks back at it, and I'm not trying to spoil anything about Free Guy, but like, that's where we came from, video games.
When AI looks back.
Yeah. Spoiler.
All right, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk about California. Riley, you brought this story in from the Foundation for Economic Education.
It's one of my favorite sites when it comes to economic stuff.
And then on the way, we'll get a little bit of good news from California, from you, Joe, because it's not all bad news coming out of California, although mostly it is, because it's like one of the least free places in the United States. But the headline from Fee is, why California's move to ban gas-powered generators and lawn equipment could leave Californians in the dark. California legislators have not only cut ties with reality, failing to see that they're heading for even more blackouts, they also want to cut their citizens' last lifeline to reliable power when the blackouts inevitably occur. Now, if you've been listening to this show for the last few years, at least, you've heard us covering these California blackouts. And the reasons why they're happening. It's like, it's a mystery. Why can't California's power companies keep the power on?
Well, for one, I guess a lot of them are more centrally controlled. Number two, water is an issue, and maybe some of them use water dams to power their generators. And the other thing is, too, government has been interfering with the power companies so much.
Yes.
Well, that would be the most accurate statement, Riley, and your first two, good speculation, but not actually the supposed reason. In California, because of your third reason, government involvement, the power companies are, of course, very centralized, very, you know, centrally controlled. They can't change anything about their business model without asking the government first. And so what's happened there, as I recall from discussing this within the last few years, is because of all this central control, the power company wanted to raise its rates, and the California government didn't want them to. And one of the reasons they wanted to raise their rates was because they needed the money to perform maintenance tasks on, like, the power lines. And one of the maintenance tasks is doing things like clearing brush,
which doesn't happen very much, I'm imagining, in California.
Well, it would if they could pay for it, and apparently they can't, even though they're, you know, they make all this money or whatever, they can't afford to pay, they claim, right, they can't afford to pay for the continuing maintenance that's necessary on the areas around these power lines. So if you don't clear the brush and the, you know, the detritus and the trees and the dead, you know, whatever, away from the power lines, well, guess what? Fire's a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that stuff is really dry, and it's going to burn hot, and it's going to burn fast.
And then neighborhoods burn down that are nearby, and then you get serious, you know, problems and threats to life and limb and so on.
That's certainly a factor. What I was watching with Reason TV, I guess it was a year ago, and they did another video 3 months ago about it, is that there's too many mandates that forces communities into certain percentages of using alternatives like wind and solar. And that's what's forcing it to be expensive.
Let's get into it, because there's a lot of factors here, and now they want to ban gas-powered generators right when you need them? It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you're out in California still, you poor bastard. You can call in and tell us about, you know, what's happening, because we're about to get into the story from the Foundation for Economic Education about a potential ban on gas-operated generators and apparently lawn equipment, because they're crazy. We'll talk about it here. But with you tonight, it's Ian,
Joa,
and Riley.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Also, we've told you about Intercoin. It can help any business and organization launch your own currency or raise money using your own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token that you want to launch or an app that you want to build for your community, then go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, you can also get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org. So the story here, Riley, you brought it in from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org, writing about the situation in California where they're literally having blackouts regularly. Because what happened like a year or two ago was the power company said, hey, look, the government won't let us raise the rates. We need to raise the rates so we can start taking better care of the power lines. For whatever reason, they claimed they weren't able to with the current amount of money they had coming in. And whether they're telling the truth or not, who knows? You know, who knows where the truth tellers are, if there are any in these situations. But
who knows?
But the blackouts were happening because they, you know, they're having these fires, and so if there's a situation, they have to turn off the power in order to avoid hopefully having a fire in that area, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're turning off power regularly to various different areas in California.
That's scary that they can just decide, oh, we have to turn the power off.
Yeah. Know?
It's like,
yes. Some people died as a result of that. Because,
right.
Like, you know, if you're on life support,
right,
and your life support machines aren't sitting on a hefty battery backup and your power goes down for a day,
yeah,
you're dead
yeah.
At that point. So now they're trying to give people notice of when that's going to happen. And, okay, well, you better prepare for this or whatever.
But good luck using your generator.
The rest of us don't have to live in that situation because it's not California. So if right. you're in Nevada or Utah or whatever, they're not doing that in those states. That didn't happen in St. George.
No, it did not happen right. in St. George. I mean, we have some really crazy fire seasons at times, but I think Utah's a little better at clearing the land and managing it a little better.
So this is a story again, fee.org. Excuse me, says your landscaper, the mower's out of juice. Mind if I plug it in? You look from the immobile machine to your half-cut lawn. Outlet's over there, you tell him, but let's knock $20 off your fee. What are we up to now, 25 cents a kilowatt hour? Welcome to the future. Welcome to California. The state, committed to net zero emissions by 2045, is moving to ban sales of gas-powered landscaping equipment as early as 2024. This is not the first attempt. Politicians tried and failed to do the same thing in 2003. And since then, more than half of homeowners in the state have swapped out their consumer-grade equipment for, quote, zero-emission equipment, unquote.
Wow.
Yes,
which
that's means the big problem here.
Battery-powered weed whackers, leaf blowers, hedge clippers, chainsaws, and even lawnmowers. Now, let me tell you, I've actually got some of these things.
Yeah.
We got a battery-operated lawnmower a few years ago here on the property. The old gas-powered one had died, and, you know, I'm like, I hate lawnmowers. They're always breaking down. There's always some sort of issue. I hate lawns, generally.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the electric one is more expensive. But I was willing to give it a shot. I wanted to see how the technology was. You know, give it a try. And it's nice and quiet. It's a neat. It's a neat little experience.
Doesn't putter. Doesn't
no.
leave exhaust.
It doesn't smell horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't have those horrible problems that the gas powered equipment does. Now, it doesn't have the same staying power.
Right.
So if you've got an even moderately sized yard, there's a good chance the battery that it comes with isn't gonna cut it.
Right.
It's not going to make it all the way through.
So I just want to make a point real quick. I'm not opposed to having clean environments. I don't think anyone in their right mind is.
Sure.
That being said, I do not think the government has a right to mandate that people use electric, solar power or electric cars or anything like this. I think it should be bottom up. Not top down.
Yeah, make it interesting. Make it worth it. Make it attractive on its own volition. It attracted me. I didn't, you know, I'm not some sort of crazy granola crunching environmentalist hippie or anything like that.
You don't need the other stuff.
I'm in the market. I was in the market for a new lawnmower, and I looked at the options. Yeah. Like, all right, let's try this.
Now, if you're a granola chomping, eating hippie, and you are in favor of the environment, there's no problem with that, as long as you're not using the government to enforce your environmentalism on me.
Let the market decide these things. And that's the thing. If these are really good products, then the market will show the way.
Like, the market has decided that, like, the gas containers with the new nozzle, government-approved nozzles. Thanks a lot, Ralph Nader.
Oh, I hate those things.
Yeah. Like,
was he involved in that?
Yeah, he was the main component or spokesperson for it. But, it's so ridiculous. If anyone, obviously, there's a lot of people out there listening that have used gas cans without it.
Those things have got to be worth money, like a gas can from the 80s or something like that.
Well, you can buy the nozzles, like, on Amazon
and other
places.
Okay,
I don't think you can find them really in stores unless, like, that stays.
Because they're not allowed to sell them, right?
I guess. And I think they might be labeled under a different name or something like that. Like,
Those things drive me nuts.
Yeah,
they always break. One of those things.
They spill.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly the things that they were trying to avoid.
Because they're so complicated.
Yeah, and, like, you don't want pressure of gas. It's like all these... The government just, like, overlooked all the safety hazards and created new hazards.
New problems.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they're trying to ban it, because people are fiddling with those mechanisms and then burning a little bit of brush and ends up causing a lot more problems.
So they say many make the switch to the, again, battery-operated lawn equipment because although they're lower-powered and less reliable, they say, referring to the batteries dying, battery-powered equipment is less noisy, and that's what prompted Mayor Stuart Welch of Mountain Brook, Alabama, to begin switching his town's tools over to electric. The bellow of leaf blowers disturbed his tennis game with a friend who, as chance would have it, had previously complained about the town's noisy equipment. The city then spent $18,000 over the last year outfitting its public works crew with electric trimmers, blowers, and more.
Who is the city?
The city is a criminal enterprise of strangers that rules by the threat of violence.
Oh,
a gang usually wearing you know, similar colors.
That was the logo, like
And shiny badges.
Shiny badges.
The city has spent $18,000, as I said. According to Black & Decker, sales of the company's electric yard equipment jumped 75% between 2015 and 2020. But although a lot of people are making the switch of their own accord, they're not doing it fast enough, according to California's Legislative Assembly. And by the way, you know, again, market demand is spurred on by a variety of different factors.
Oh, sure.
Gas prices start going up.
Yeah.
That's going to be, and they are going up, that's going to be another factor that's going to make somebody think when it's time to replace that lawnmower. It's like,
do I really want to buy another gas-powered mower, or do I want something that's better?
Right. And that's the other thing is, like, every time you want to go, you know, mow the lawn, it's like, oh, crap, the can's empty. Now you got to make an extra trip to the gas station and then fill up the can and then go back home and then fill the thing up and then it won't start. And you got to pull the thing 100 times and prime. You know, it's just such a hassle.
It would be like a miracle if they just, like, released a bunch of people from jail that knew how to cultivate something that had alternatives to fuel. Oh, and that would
weed-powered, like, weed-fueled.
Oh, I didn't think about weed. I did not think about weed.
What were you thinking of?
No, it was hemp. Weed. It was weed.
Yeah, you think of hemp, right?
Oh, yeah, hemp. Hemp is actually really great.
Yeah, it's an amazing product. There's no doubt about it. And actually, isn't hemp basically legal for products now in the United States?
Yeah. You can buy it. Vermont is legal for hemp growing.
The biggest holdouts are those who do landscaping for a living, and for good reason. The author here at Fee says he searched Husqvarna's website high and low for battery runtime for its 550 IBTX, which one landscaper reviewed as the best electric blower on the market for $469. Not bad, I thought. After lots of searching about the battery, I gave up and contacted support. Turns out it doesn't come with one.
Oh, wow.
The lowest price option will cost landscapers an extra $300 and last between 30 and 60 minutes.
Yikes.
The one the associate recommended, though, costs $969, more than double the cost of the blower itself, and it lasts, quote, up to 3.5 hours if you run it in normal mode, which is half the power of their gas blower for $459.
I'm sure that, you know, those batteries have a life to them because you're pulling a lot of electricity to run it.
Yeah, so how many charges do you get out of it?
Right.
If you're out there every day doing landscaping, is it going to die on you after a year? You know, that's another important
Maybe they
question.
Need, like, gas-powered generators on site to charge them?
What does it cost per day, you know, to operate one of these things? The number here is 603-283-6160, because it's one thing if you just mow your lawn every couple weeks. Then you're only using the device, you know, every now and then.
Right.
If you're a professional who's out every day on people's lawns,
it's going to be costly.
Yeah, we'll talk about what they're planning on doing here in California, possibly banning this gas-powered equipment.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.